Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Mishkalim Daf Vav, and we're starting near the top with Halacha Gimel, and if you want to stop, it's all the way at the end of Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. Now we go back discussing Machsa Shekel. Remember the first Mishnah had told us that in the first Adar the Mashmiel Shkalim that Besen sends a Shluchim to let everybody know that you have to start sending in your Machsa Shekel. Now we get more involved in learning about the details of the process. So the Mishnah tells us B'chamisha Asar Bay on the 15th of It. This is referring to the 15th of Adar. Shulchanos Yeshu Medina, usually Shulchanos or Shulchani is referring to a money changer, and these are people who set up booths, they set up shop, and they're collecting the Machsa Shekel. And on the 15th of Adar, they're sitting in the Medina. Now, what's Medina? So according to some, it's Yerushalayim. According to the Rambam, it's referring to all the cities of Eretz Yisrael. And this way, you have an easy place to drop off your Machsa Shekel. Now, Be'ezer Chamisha Bay, on the 25th of it, on the 25th of Adar, Yashru Mikdash, they sit in the Mikdash, which according to the first pshat, that means they're in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, that means they're in Yerushalayim, and that's because since it's getting closer to the due date, it's getting closer to the first of Nisan when all the shekels have to be in. Everything has to be more consolidated and not so spread out. That's why they're in Yerushalayim or in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Misha Yashru Mikdash, once they sat in the Mikdash, Hischilu L'Mashkein, they started to take mashkoines. They started to take collaterals from people, which is basically a way of forcing a person to give their Machsa Shekels. A person didn't pay up yet, so they went and took something from him until he gave his Machsa Shekel. Now, Esmiyu Mashkinin, who do they take a mashkoin from? Levim V'Yisraelim, V'Geirim, and converts, Avadim Shechurarin, and freed slaves who now are full-fledged Yidin. Avoloi Nashim V'Loi Avadim V'Loi Ketanim, they did not take a mashkoin from women, from non-Jewish slaves, or from Ketanim. Now, V'chol Katan Shehischol Avav Lishkal Yadoi, any Katan who his father started to give Machsa Shekel for him, Einu Paisek, he can't stop. That's because, like, he made a neder that he's going to give for his child. So even though a child doesn't have to give, Al Pi Halacha, if it was given for him, so he can't stop. And also, in Mashkin Asa Kehanim, Mibnei Darke Shalom, we don't take a mashkoin from Kehanim if they didn't give their Machsa Shekel because of Darke Shalom. And the Gemara is going to explain it's not really Darke Shalom, it's because of Kavod. We want to be Machabit the Kehanim, so we're not going to take a mashkin from them if they don't give their Machsa Shekel. Now we continue discussing the Kehanim. Amr Behudah Behudah says, Heid Ben Kuvri B'Yavne, Ben Kuvri in Yavne give Eidos, give testimony, Shekol Kain Shehu Shekel Einei Chayte, that any Kain who gives the Machsa Shekel, he's not Oiver and Aveira. Min Adin Kehanim do not have to give Machsa Shekel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but any Kain who does is not Oiver and Aveira. Now Amr Lai Rechem and Zakeh, Rechem and Zakeh told him, Likey, that's not true. Ella, it's the opposite. Kol Kain She'einoi Shekel Chayte. Any Kain who does not give Machsa Shekel, he is sinning. Ella, rather, why don't they give? Shekhanim Darshan Mikr Zal Atzman, the Kehanim make the following drasha for themselves. It's an incorrect drasha, but this is the drasha they make, which is why they often don't give Machsa Shekel. The Pasuk says, V'chol Menchas Kain Kol Tia Loi Se'achel. Any Mencha brought by a Kain shall be completely burned. It's not allowed to be eaten. And they say as follows, Hoyel V'Omer V'Shtei Alechem Lechem Aponim Shalanu. Since the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim, they belong to us. We eat from them. Hech Heim Nechalin. How could they be eaten? If we're going to be giving Machsa Shekel, which means that we have a chelik in all the Karbanos, that means that we have a chelik in these Karbanos, but that's a problem because that makes it a Minchas Kain, which the Torah says has to be completely burned and is not allowed to be eaten, but we know that these are eaten by the Kehanim. So it must be, say the Kehanim, that we don't give Machsa Shekel, so we don't have a chelik in this. Memela, it's not a Minchav a Kain, that's where we're allowed to eat it. But Rabbi Yechim and Zak is telling us that that's an incorrect drasha, and therefore, if a Kain doesn't give Machsa Shekel, he's a Chayte. Now, the Gemara of Avon Beis on the top quotes the Mishnah, Mechamisha Asarbay Vechulu, and this is going in the part of the Mishnah that we do not take a Mashkain from children who didn't give Machsa Shekel. However, the deal is, Holotavaya, Toivin, but we will still be Toivaya them. Just because we're not going to take a Mashkin from them, we won't force them to give, we're still going to demand it from them. Look, you have to pay up. It's Machsa Shekel time. Now, Adad the Tamer, this was said, Vishavi Shtei Cyrus, only if the Katan had brought Shtei Cyrus, which means he grew two pubic hairs, showing already that he's becoming a Gadol, and so then we'll be Toivaya the money from him. Avon Loi Hevi Shtei Cyrus, but if he didn't bring two Cyrus, Loi Bada, then even being Toivaya him is something we're not going to do because he's too young. And furthermore, Mashkin, in regards to taking a Mashkin from him, Ainu Mashkin Ad Shavi Shtei Cyrus, we're not going to take a mashkin from him until he brings two Cyrus and he's fully of age that he's chayiv. Only then we're going to take a mashkin from him. Now we continue explaining the Mishnah. Kinim Asnisa. This is what the Mishnah is telling us regarding kaihanim. Inu mashkin is hakaihanim mipnei derech hakavod. We're not going to take a mashkin from kaihanim. Why not? Because we want to be mechabed them, and that's the reason why. Now Amar Yehuda heid v'chulu. Here we're going to further explain our discussion. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechman Zakai. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a kaihan wants to give machza shekel, he's not a chayte. Mashma, they don't have to give al pi alacha. But then Rabbi Yechman Zakai responded that actually, if a kain doesn't give Machsa Shekel, he is a chayte. So our Rebbechi explains, time to Rebbechi and Zakai, what's Rebbechi and Zakai's source that a kain has to give Machsa Shekel? That's because the pasuk in regards to Machsa Shekel says, Ze Yitnu, this is what they shall give. What do we learn from here? Shnei Masor Shvatim Yitnu, that the 12 Shvatim they shall give. Where do we get this from? Well, because the Gematria idea of Zeh, Zayin Hey is 12. Zayin is 7, Hey is 5, that's 12. So we see that all 12 Shvatim have to give Machzor Shekel, and that's including Kehanim. Now, Rabbi Tavi says, B'shem Rav Hamnuna, Kein Meshiva Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. This is what the Chacham's response to Rabbi Yehuda is, why the Kohen's Svara doesn't make sense. Again, the Kehanim's reasoning why they don't want to give Machzor Shekel is because how can we eat from these Menachos if we're giving Machzor Shekel? That means in some part it's considered ours, and the Pasuk says, Chol Menchas Kohen Kol Tiyeh. Then the Mincha of a Kohen has to be completely burned. So it has to be that this is not our Mincha, Memelu, we don't give Machzor Shekel. Now, there's a response to that. Chatas Yachin Mesa, in Chatas Tzibur Mesa, Minchas Yachid Krev a Kalil, Vein Minchas Tzibur Krev a Kalil. Then we're dealing with Tzibur and Yachid, it's two totally separate things, because a carbon Chatas of a Yachid, of an individual, it would be left to die. For example, if a person lost their carbon Chatas and then brought a brand new one, and afterwards found the old carbon Chatas, that's one of the carbonas is called Chatois HaMesois, that carbon Chatas is left to die. But if we have the same exact thing with a Chatas that was for a Tzibur, the original one that was found later on is not left to die, and also the Mincha of a Yachid, a carbon Mincha brought by an individual, that's brought completely burned, but a Mincha of a Tzibur is not brought completely burned. Therefore, you can't bring a Raya, Yachid and Tzibur. You're right, the Mincha of a Kain, who's an individual, that's completely burned and not eaten, but the Mincha of a Tzibur is eaten by Kehanim, so it's not a good Svara. However, Vakasha, the problem with this logic is, Meshivan La'adim Davar She'en Emaydebai, can you respond to somebody in argument with something that they don't agree with? Anybody who's in debating class knows that you have to debate on the same playing field as your opponent. You can't bring something in that he doesn't believe in. That's not valid in a debate. And how's that relevant over here? Zayin Amud Aleph on top. The svara of Shein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, that a Chatas Tzibur is never left to die, or Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Tomos. Rabbi Yehuda says it is left to die. And so this is not a good argument. Now we have another question on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and pay attention to the little bit of a Girsa switch we have here. V'inon Mesivan Lei. They asked him the following question. Loizu Nedavas Yachid, isn't this a private Nedava, a private donation? They're asking him, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim are not chayav to give Machzor Shekel, but if they want, not a problem, they can give. So it turns out that really the Kohen is just giving a private donation. It's not really Machzor Shekel, it's just money from his pocket that he's donating. And the issue is that that's being used to purchase Karbanas Tzibur, and that's not allowed to be done. In essence, it's considered like Shechting Chulin in the Azara, as it turns out to be a big problem. So the Hu Maisiv line, he answered them that no, Mekivin Shenimsra LeTzibur. Since that money is being handed over to the Tzibur, Kamishi Nedavas Tzibur, it's like it's part of the donations of the Tzibur and not a private donation. Now we continue discussing this Machalikas, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kala Oivra Alap Kudim, and it's regarding when Am Yisrael was counted, and as we had said, each one had to give their Machzor Shekel in order that to represent them so that they can be counted. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya, they argue about this. How do we understand it? Chadamar 1 says, Kol da'avar biyamo yitain, whoever went through the sea, whoever went through Kriyas Yamsof, he has to give Machzor Shekel, and that's including Koyhanim. Or Zvacharna Amar 1 says, Kol da'avar al pikudayo yitain, whoever went through the pikudim, whoever passed by Moshe Rabbeinu to be counted, he has to give Machzor Shekel, and the Koyhanim did not pass by Moshe Rabbeinu, he actually went to their tents to count them, but they didn't pass by him, so they don't have to give. Now, Manda Amar called Avar Biyama Yitain, who according to the first Manda Amar, that if somebody went through the Yamsuf, they have to give Machzor Shekel, Mesayel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's a right for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, whereas Manda Amar called Avar Bukudai Yitain, Mesayel Ben Kuvri, according to the second opinion, that's right for Ben Kuvri, the Kohanim do not have to give. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.